The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
You have the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth. Yet there's that upturned chin and the grin of impetuous youth. I believe in you. I believe.
Carol all grooving to Frank Sinatra. I don't think I have to open my mouth, really, guys. That's such a great visual right there. Carol, welcome back to the show.
Well, Joe.
Carol, in the house. So great to have you here.
You know, Joe serenaded me when I was inducted into the Friars Club.
Mm-hmm. We heard about that.
He came up and serenaded me.
Very nice.
It was fabulous.
I like the gossip that got out after Carol was inducted into the Friars Club. So I went there, and they named the gown that you had on, the designer that you had on.
Right.
And
Joe
in his blue sapphire suit.
Right.
Which, they didn't mention Garmani. I want to mention
Garmani
down there.
Okay,
in the Red Bank. So I said, but that was great. I was like, wow. That's what you get when you hang out with a supermodel.
they always mention the fashions.
that was great, you know. And then they go and they kind of made it all gossipy and everything like that. So forgive me. You've been so busy. I've been running around. So last night I said, great. I said, talk to our boss, Jerry, and we love you here. Hey, Carol,
thank
you want to jump on? So thanks for jumping in.
No, it was great because last night I was hanging out and all of a sudden my phone binged and I was like, Joe, I miss you. And
so that's
like,
the
you
reaction.
Come on, I'm like, I'm immediately. What time you want me?
Wow. When Joe sends me a text, I don't get that reaction.
You don't.
That's it.
Well, you don't have the relationship with Joe.
That's
a
good point. Good point.
Okay.
Well, are you uncomfortable right now?
Getting warm. No. In here.
Yeah, it is a little warm.
No.
Durasan? No. All right.
You're the best. You are the absolute best, Carol. You really are. And how are things going before we start? You know, I'm glad you came in today because when you do the radio like this, you never know what's going to happen overnight. And there's always something, God forgive me, bad that happens overnight.
Always, yes.
Then I got a report in the morning. And then you're listening. I say to you watching and say to you listening, they are family. They're the family. Now I feel bad that I have to report to them this dastardly news, whatever it is, what's happening in Virginia or something. Oh, my God. So thank God. So far, everything's okay today.
No, but
today.
See, that's just the thing, Joe. You know? I mean, the thing in Virginia, nobody's really talking
I know.
About it.
It went by too fast.
And we're just getting so used to this.
That's scary.
That's what's so scary.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And I don't know what the answer is. I don't know what you could do about it. But it would be great if everything stopped in Washington and they said, you know, this is a national emergency. This is happening way too often. Let's sit down, Mr. President, or maybe the president takes the initiative to do it.
I think they should do what they did down under.
Yeah. What did they do?
They stopped all sales of those assault weapons.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
You know.
In New Zealand?
Yeah. And I'm of the ilk that where you don't blame the guns. Why is there this mental illness now that never happened when I was a kid?
Well, you know my theory on all this. It all goes back to the food because we are chemical electrical beings.
You know what? You might be
There's
right,
There's so
though.
Many chemicals in our food.
Well, first,
genetically modified
wait,
junk out there.
Yeah, wait, in that regard. So okay. I'm walking into the studio just a second ago, and I got my coffee. Not only have my coffee here, see, now I got the extra really harsh espresso from Hydrogerium.
Well,
the harsh espresso right there. Yeah, exactly. And then Frankie goes.
It's your blood.
Frankie goes to Carol, well, you shouldn't be having coffee anyway, right, Carol? Now, coffee's bad, you're telling us?
Right, and then I went into this whole monologue
about how bad coffee is. But that was fascinating. I had no idea.
I wrote about it on my blog on carolalt.com. I mean, it does two things. First of all, it's extremely acidic for the body. Thank you. I don't drink coffee in the morning. I drink tea.
Oh, thank you. That's my problem. That's why I have to put stuff in my hair and makeup on and everything.
And it kicks your adrenals. And when you think about why we get so many diseases. It's because we're inflamed and because our hormones are crazy. So, and maybe, who knows, that might have something to do with all this crazy violence going on.
Yeah, you know what? So tell me about the coffee again. So I thought it offset cancer.
No.
It's opposite?
Well, I believe it's opposite, okay. Absolutely, yeah. Because it kicks your adrenals, and adrenals are all hormones, and you know, when you have hormonal cancers in reproductive organs for men or women, I think it's definitely a contributing factor. I can't believe it's not. But it doesn't stop me from every once a month having a coffee.
You do? You will have.
Yeah, but I also drink a lot of alkaline water. So it takes 35 cups of alkaline water to offset one Coca-Cola or one cup of coffee.
Why? Because of the caffeine.
But I know this is Morning Joe. I don't want to be the Morning Joe downer.
No, it's okay. And now, you brought us.
I brought you but I brought you guys in there too. I brought you some, and you guys back there, Maddie, I got you some breakfast. Ooh, yeah, I brought breakfast.
Maddie, your little nickname there, Matt.
Isn't he adorable? He's the cutest little. So cute. He was helping me do my Instagram, you know, at Model Carol Alt. I was doing Instagram and Twitter this morning.
Let me help you with your Instagram.
Little girl.
But speaking of
George's guy over there. Look at you, hold it out.
Look at him,
he's a man. He's,
but speaking,
he, oh, George, I got one for you too.
But speaking of this Virginia Beach shooter, they've spent now a couple of days investigating this guy. They can't find any evidence that he's had any type of, you know, he had a bad relationship at work, or, you know, he was plotting a revenge or whatever on somebody. He bought his guns legally. There were no issues. He just suddenly resigned, and the Virginia Beach said, we weren't planning on firing this guy or anything. I mean, this is the type of person that scares me because...
But they're all over the place like that.
Well, you're right. And again, I think as the investigators dig deeper, we may or may not find something out. But if we don't find anything out about this guy, think about how scary that is. No, nothing on social media, nothing in front of people, you know, that, you know, his coworkers or whatever, that may be an indication that maybe this guy would have snapped. Mm-hmm. He did everything above board, and they were, news story I was watching last night, the FBI says a lot of these people plot these things for 2 years, for up to two years before they actually do it. Wow. And obviously in those 2 years, you see signs. This guy, so far, there's no signs.
Well, you know what?
That's scary.
But you know what gets me is some of these people doing it just for publicity. They just want to be famous.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
And that's a scary thing,
so
too.
I mentioned this yesterday. This was, we had a dinner a couple weeks ago. We had a broadcast, and then we had dinner with Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, who's great. I love this guy. And he's a genius at algorithms of things online. The way he markets, it's incredible. It's like he's got this gift, this men's intelligent gift, right? And he said,
it's a savant
of, it's a savant of algorithms. And he figured out a way how you could track people when they buy, the extended stock, or they buy you could almost sift through all the social media. And I think it's time that regionally we have Facebook step up, you have Microsoft step up, you have Google step up, you have Twitter step up to track. I hate to say track it, but if you see some kind of suspect buying of a block of weapons, maybe, or I mean, is that against the Second Amendment? I don't know. But you got to have some kind of eyes on this, and eyes on these guys, because this is the scariest one of all.
But let's just take Facebook for example. Do you really trust them? I mean, here Facebook is talking about when the New Zealand shooting happened.
My team is, but I'm not.
When the New Zealand shooting happened, the video of this guy shooting these people was up on Facebook for a long period of time. Right? They didn't take it down. Then they said, "Oh, we're going to make a concerted effort. We're going to hire people. They're going to take all these things down or whatever." Now, President Trump puts out this video, or promotes this video, retweets this video of Nancy Pelosi allegedly looking drunk or whatever. Turns out it was a doctored video. Facebook won't take it down. And Pelosi said, that's not me. And she's proving that it's not her. Now, I don't want to sit here and defend Nancy Pelosi, but she's right. If it's not her, why shouldn't Facebook take it down immediately?
Everybody's leaving Facebook now. I stay with it. I don't know why. Do you have a Carol Alt page, correct?
My team does it because you need to do it in order to do Instagram.
Yeah.
They kind of all hook together once they bought
Instagram.
Well, they're
owned by Facebook.
Right,
Instagram,
once they bought Instagram. So, you know, we do it. But I'm more active on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, you're good on Twitter. You're good on Twitter.
I just did one from your outdoor, outside your studio saying, I'm going in. I'm going in to see Jersey Joe.
You know, it's quick. I like it. I don't like Twitter, the tone of it, but it's quicker. It's just quicker.
I look at Twitter as words. you know, you put a picture, but you can you just do words. Instagram to me is all about the photo, and I don't always have a photo I want to share. You know, you don't always look good, or you know, the photo comes out, you know, your eyes are crazy, whatever, and so I don't always have a photo.
So how's Andrea Bocelli doing?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go see him on the 19th of July. Good. So all you Italians who keep asking me when I'm going back to Italy. Yeah, that should be really great. But you're going back also in September.
By myself, By myself.
No, you're not. You and like a couple hundred other people.
We'll go grab a cup of coffee.
Sold out like crazy, right? Your Fugazi.
You know what? In like 36 hours with the Perillo tours. Yeah, we had a great time. And we're going. And I decided, it was so funny because I said, I mentioned to you, do you want to go? And now you're going with Andrea Bocelli.
Right. Well,
on a private plane.
Well, you know, the thing is Andrea does his Parkinson's. He's hooked with Muhammad Ali. So they offered me a lot of money to go, which, of course, I took. And then I donated back to Andrea Bocelli. And then I donated part to my charity, which, of course, you know, is ShelterChic.org.
Yeah.
I donated back to Shelter Chic, part of that. So everybody's happy, right? And I get to go to Italy and
It was so funny, though, because I say, am I going to go? Are you going to take Carol? Then I'm getting messages from listeners. And they're going, Carol's going to be my competition. They're saying like this. This is going to be the wildest trip. So I'm going by myself. Me, Frankie's going.
Oh, Frankie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Frankie's
going. We'll miss you.
I'll miss you too.
So it's going to be wild. But I go on that cruise. You won't go on a boat, though, will you? You said.
I'm not crazy over boats. I don't know why. I did do a river cruise with my family once down the Danube, but that was about it. And we stopped every other port, and I figured I could swim to shore if I have to.
Yeah.
But I'm not a crazy cruise person.
Carol, I look how beautiful you are. I see you sometimes will post things when you first started out. How old were you when you broke?
By the way, it's been 40 years this past weekend.
Oh, my
40
gosh.
Years.
Happy anniversary.
God bless you.
I almost didn't want to post that because I don't want to admit I've been around for 40 years.
Carol,
I was 18.
My God. And tell us about New York. Tell us about your dad. Tell us about where you were brought up. This is... Because what I love about you when we hang out, you're so New York.
Well, I am New York. And my father was a fireman. He was a fire chief in the South
Bronx.
Very
well known.
Yes, very well known.
Very respected, yeah.
You know, still today when I see firemen, they're like, yeah, you know, we loved your dad. And so many people. And, of course, even the commissioner.
That's right.
The commissioner came up to me and said, I knew your dad. And I was like, oh, that's so nice. I mean, I know my father's up there smiling down because, he died a fireman. So, he was great. He's like my all-time hero. So is my mom, actually. I had a really great upbringing, really strong moral parents, of course hurts me in this business because I would have had just the one streak of, you know.
Well, who went out with you when you went out? You were very young to go out on those calls. Who was somebody going with you?
No, I was by myself. By myself.
Into New York?
I was 18. And, you know, you're considered an adult. And by the way, I got my first contract. I went in on May 31st, and the first day of work was June 1st. And, of course, they didn't want me. You're too fat. Who the hell cut your hair? Your eyebrows look like...
Oh, my gosh.
And I was, I was in the Army. I was at Hofstra University studying law, and I was waiting for my Army scholarship, which I ultimately got that summer.
What was it, like an ROTC thing?
Yeah. So I had to...
Look at you, girl!
Well, my father was also in the Army Reserve. He was an Army man his whole life. He was military.
I love it.
And so that was nothing for me. You know, but I had to make a choice. Do I run 10K with Rick on my back, or do I carry a backpack full of makeup? And I made my choice and never looked back. So, it's been 40 years.
Out of New York. And then when you went to Europe at first, did your mother go with you? Did your dad? If you were my daughter, I'd be like, I'm going with you. With you to Europe.
You know, she was very, when I think back now, I'm sure she was scared to death. I remember her coming to pick me up at the airport. And she was a little late, so I sat down, and this was, the old Pan Am. And I'm sitting down,
gosh,
right?
Yeah.
And she walked by me, and then she walked by me again, and she walked by me again, and then she walked by me again, and I started to cry. And I was like, Mommy. And she looked at me, and she went, oh, my God, I didn't recognize you.
Wow.
Because we had worked so hard, literally 6 in the morning till 2 o'clock in the morning for 10 full days for Italian Bazaar for the collections. And I had a horrible flight back. I was literally green. And she just scooped me up and brought me home. And it's so, I just have to say something. It's so amazing. Your family is always, always there. You know, you run around the world and you eat lunches with princes and kings. You have dinner at the White House. But in at the end of the day, who's there at 5:30 in the morning when you're coming back off the set of a series and there's your mother waiting for you? It's not your ex-husband. It's not the boyfriend who says, I don't feel like this anymore. It's the family. And, you know, I've always been very grateful. I've had a very strong family.
Carol Alt, Episcopo in the morning. Carol's going to stay with us a while. We have a lot of catching up to do. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. And you're welcome to call 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. Debbie's out there on the roads looking out for you this morning. Hiya, Debbie Duhame.
Hi, welcome to Carol. So nice to have you again,
hey,
Carol.
Hey, Debbie. Nice to have a little feminine voice in this all testosterone-ridden
room. That's right. That's right. We got to break through this testosterone, right?
Yes,
Carol?
A little estrogen in there.
Carol back by popular demand. People say, wait, there's too much testosterone. It's the locker room in there. So we brought Carol. Debbie really.
I'm used to locker rooms.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah.
Two hockey players. It's enough.
That's right.
20 after it. 8 o'clock. Debbie's looking out for how we do it out there this morning, Deb.
Joe, let's see what's happening here on 78 West, heading out toward exit 45, getting out toward Summit and Union. It's a disabled truck, 287 North, exit 3 in Edison. A crash over there as well. Garden State Parkway North building up past 157, getting up toward Saddlebrook and Paramus with an accident. And heading over to the inbound GWB, a minor delay at the tolls, but 8095 locals heading up toward exit 72, a stalled car on the way. Inbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel, that's going to be about 20. And over at the Holland, that's about 20 minutes in as well. Watch out for slowdowns as you head over to the West Side Highway South, busy at 158th. Westbound BQE at the LIE is an accident. And if you're going to be taking a spin right now to the southbound thruway, starting to build over by the Tappan Zee Bridge, Palisades Parkway South, exit 15 in Stony Point, an accident just being cleared in North Main Street at Washington Ave and Spring Valley. Accident investigation, alternate side suspended. Sunny today, high of 72. I'm Debbie Duhame. AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher exposes the impeachment strategy of the Democrats.
It kind of hit me. They might just want to hold the prospect of impeachment over his head for as long as they can, trying to do as much damage as they can to his standing. Maybe that's the play.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Saw this news story where burglars were asked how they broke into homes, and the one thing every burglar did first was knock on the door. If no one answered, they broke in. That's what's great about those Blink XT2 cameras. They detect motion. So when someone gets near your cameras, you get an alert on your Blink smartphone app with a video clip. Even better is the two-way talk feature that lets you talk to whoever's there. From telling the delivery guy where to leave the package to saying hi to the kids at the door, with Blink cameras, it's like you're always home. They're wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two lithium batteries that last up to 2 years, and Blink XT2 cameras start at under $100. No contracts, no subscriptions, totally affordable thanks to Blink. Home security just got easier. Visit BlinkProtect.com/Dennis. 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 Blink cameras are available at Amazon and Best Buy. Blink is an Amazon company and works with Alexa.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
It's only a phone call away. Balance of Nature. Frankie's been telling me about it. I've been telling you about it. We talked to Al. Al's been taking Balance of Nature. Debbie's on Balance of Nature. Even Carol Alt, you would love Balance
it's
of
raw,
Nature.
Raw.
It's raw. Raw fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Carol's just sensational. And what I like about it, it's an antioxidant. I always say it's what it is, antioxidants.
Yeah, so, but you drink coffee. So coffee, you're going to need a lot of Balance of Nature to balance it out.
But that's what the doctor said. Dr. Douglas Howard, he says Balance of Nature changing the world one life at a time. He said he saw my lifestyle, and I said how stressed I am all the time, always on the run. And he said just up the dosage. So I take the fruits, and then I take another dosage of fruits, and then we do vegetables that double it up at the end of the day. And I can feel the difference. And I love that. Then we had the whole family in here, and they're so dedicated to help to keeping this pure. And I can't stand vitamins anymore. Ever since I've been taking Balance of Nature, I can't take, when I open up a vitamin, if I go to a big health food store and I buy, it smells awful. You got to try Balance of Nature. And now, for a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. You can call 800-246-8751. That's the number. We made it easy so you can remember. Remember, 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code The Answer. Balance of Nature. Experience the difference for yourself. Good health, it's only a phone call away.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Good morning, good morning. So, you know, I'm so tired of the noise that's out there, of the negativity and everything, that I wanted to take a day or two this week on the radio. And I talked to you. And when I met you, when you were kind enough to come to the show on Saturday night, and we had that great, great show at the Saccone Theater.
And you didn't invite me?
Whoops.
What is this?
Oh, the first fight, 26 minutes in.
Hi, Carol in the studio, but when you're out and fun in the public, you know, Carol gets kicked to the curb.
Mm-hmm. Guilty as charged.
You are.
I had my kids, and my ex was there. That would have been fun if you came by. That would have been great. Now,
come on. Sure.
Come on, that would have been great.
I'm the sword.
Honey, you know Carol Alt.
come on now. Mm-hmm. This is good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but now he's thinking this after.
Right, after. After.
You know, it was such a family thing, and I'm so concerned.
And I'm not family.
No. With the kids. I had the kids.
Wow.
That one slipped
beat
by
up.
Him.
I had the kids. We were performing.
Yeah.
It was like.
Yes.
Did you just play guitar?
Mikey played. Yeah, he played the guitar. Olivia sang. And it was so nice. And everybody.
Nice.
But the point is.
Just missing something.
Everybody was so nice. Mm-hmm. And when they came up afterwards and beforehand. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what's great about radio. And I feel such an allegiance.
Yeah, you're right in people's living
rooms.
Oh,
my Lord. And in their cars and in their lives.
And hopefully bringing some fun stuff and not just bad news.
But we all got together when I would take a moment to chat with some of the folks kind enough to listen. They were all sick of the noise. We're sick of the negativity. We're okay. And I said on stage, I said this earlier on the show today, mm-hmm. Carol, I said, you know what? We're in a good place and we're okay. And everybody broke out spontaneous applause. We're doing okay despite the little problems that we have. Yeah. But all they do, they harp on the negativity. They try to divide us. So I said it was great. So I wanted to just step aside. That's why I called you up and said, let's talk, let's chat, and let's draw. You know Melania. You know Melania from before Donald, or you knew Donald first?
No, I knew Donald. I've known Donald 30 years. I've known Donald when he was Don. Mm. I was like, hi, Don. You know,
so
and
wait,
then
I got to go. You know
90s.
I got to go here. I
go ahead. Where are you going?
So, and thank you for allowing me to be so honest. So, because I'm a fan. Mm-hmm. I think he's doing a great job as president. I've known him for 30 years as well. He's been nothing but kind and gracious and wonderful.
Well, I told you. He came up to me one time. He said, if you ever have a charity event, please come to me. I'll buy a table. I'll support whatever you're doing.
Just like, or before you even kind of met him, this was the first time.
I took him to a hockey game.
You took Donald Trump out?
Well,
did
I
you
took
ask
him to
him?
A hockey game? My husband was playing in the New York Rangers.
Oh, you were married at the time.
Yeah,
okay,
I took him to the Garden.
Yeah,
for his,
yeah, which
I think
is great.
It was his first hockey game.
Really?
Yeah. If you want to hook somebody on hockey, you bring them to the first row behind the goal.
Yeah, that's
where
it.
They run past the goal and they smash into the wall, literally right in front of you, and the whole glass just wobbles like this.
Exciting. And when you have old Madison Square Garden going, Carol.
Yeah, but see, here's the problem. Here was the problem with that.
Yeah.
That tone, that tune was the same as, all to the refs. Problem was is that when they were going, Carol, I didn't know what they were saying. So I was afraid to stand up when they were saying, so, I was like, is that Carol or is that the other thing?
So let me say, so you're with Mr. Trump, right. and everything's great. And he's always a gentleman, nice guy, warm guy, you know. And then he met Melania after that.
He met Melania, I mean, I think early 2000s. After Marla, who is delightful. I mean, I love Marla. She's
but I had a chance kept, to. I had a chance
you know,
to
very
go.
Very classy too.
I had a chance to go to a nonprofit events. I said this before with Melania and with Donald, the citizens as they were, could not have been more gracious.
Yeah, I've been to the Angel Ball with them. We sat at the same table, and yeah, I mean.
And she's doing great.
I think she's doing a great job. Yeah. I mean, I was at first like, oh, wow, this is a, oh, my God. And then I watched her, and even in the onslaught, she just kept a classy demeanor, I have to say. And, you know, she's learning as she goes. But I think that she had already kind of done this in her life with him. I think he already was entertaining high-end people, and she was already – kind of thrown into that and inaugurated into that. So I think the White House was not a big, you know, big change for her.
Yeah.
And I think she's just done a really, really nice job.
And in England, how great is that? I mean, I was so impressed with that. The Trumps in England, royalty in England. I mean, you know, I know a lot of the Brits maybe don't like it, but I think it looks great. And
I like Harry. So, you know, I think it was great to have lunch with Harry.
Have you been with the royalty? You've been hanging around with the royalty. You've been there before, right?
I'm not a big London person, but I mean, I went to the White House with the King of Morocco for, I was his favorite actor. Can
really?
You imagine? Yeah, all my movies went to Morocco. He brought.
Were you married at the time?
No. I was shooting my series in Toronto.
Talk about gossip.
Yeah. But he was the King of Morocco. I mean,
no, this is great.
But I did not sit at Clinton's table. I sat at Hillary's table.
Who was great too? Now, that's another thing. We don't want to preach hate on the program. You know, Mrs. Clinton, very gracious.
Very gracious. They were all gracious. I mean, why not? I'm not a person who talks badly about people or. You know, I like to bring the good news, not the bad news.
Yeah, so true. Carol,
that's why you called me up and said, come on, we want to smile this morning.
You know, it's so right. Plus, I miss you. I haven't seen you in a while.
I know.
We haven't hung out. I like when we go out. I get the gossip that just...
Well, I told you I'm inviting you to my event. Can I talk about it?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay,
come on.
At the Plainfield Country Club, we raise money for vets and for vets in needs. It's a military, you know, we donate to the military to help veterans. And it's a big golf tournament, and we have like... Lawrence Taylor comes
LT.
Out. Yes, and Michael
Arthur will be there. Arthur Ardell will be there. Then that's it.
Michael Strahan comes.
Stray's coming too.
Yep,
wow,
and,
that's great.
Boomer Esiason comes.
Great.
And we just have a blast. We have literally the entire Hall of Fame come out for our event.
Carol, this is great. What is the date now?
It's the 24th. Oh, wait, what date is it? I think it's the 24th. I have to look it up.
That's okay. Yeah. At Plainfield Country Club.
Yes, it's at the Plainfield Country Club in New Jersey,
yeah,
as you know.
Beautiful.
And you know, we have Gymkhana as a sponsor for CBD oil, and we, you know, and what do you think of CBD oil?
That stuff that's like kind of cannabis based stuff.
No,
is that
it's also hemp based, but it's not hallucinogenic.
I hear great things about it.
I use it on my joints to walk.
Wait a minute, you got to tell me because I don't think anything about that. But somebody said
no. I was saying just what is not to like about something that you need in your body that really works?
Yeah,
and that just because it comes, it's not hallucinogenic. It's not the THX or THC part. THC part.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about that part, but anyway,
that's the THC is what gets you high.
Yeah,
CBD does
but
not.
CBD
get
is
you
just
high.
An extract, and you know we extract. Right.
So you use it on you right on the on
I
the
do.
Joint.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it works okay.
And one day when I get a contract for CBD, I will talk about it with you. But
see? My last massage, I had the CBD.
Yeah,
all
it's
done. It was great.
Incredible.
Oh, yeah, what is massages?
No, I'll send you some if you know because it's great on the joints.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, for sure.
See, I've heard that.
We got the Hooter Girls coming out because my friend Richard DeChica just got the Hooters for his alcohol line, so he's coming out, and of course Core 46, which is my company that for the. Core. So yeah, we've got a lot of sponsors and you know, it's just been really great. And you know, New Jersey.
That's
New
it, baby.
Jersey
Come on now.
Has really supported
Come
us
on.
And given us a home.
And you're helping the veterans. God bless you.
Well, you know, my dad was a vet.
Yeah. Now, does Joe have to sing at this event? He'd like to not sing.
No, I'm just extending as
trying to help
a civilian.
Carol's great.
Listen, if he wants to sing.
No, I'm trying to help you.
You know, if he wants to sing, nobody has a voice like
you are. Oh, no, I know.
You were so great. When we were at the Friars Club, that was great. Everybody was all over the place, but you managed that so well, Carol. All that action coming at you.
Really?
Everybody.
I don't know.
Oh, no, you
do.
Yeah, no, it was great. You had everybody, and we did great. That was a good time. And we'll talk about the Friars now.
Right.
And it's doing great. They've accepted
great.
You, yes. And it's fun over
they've
there.
They've accepted me. Like they had a choice.
No, but they've embraced you is the word I wanted to say. They've embraced you and are using you kind of like a spokesperson.
Your friend Arthur Adala has actually asked me to be on the board.
He was so excited.
Yeah, you know, I think that the Friars Club is getting really, really bad rep lately. I really don't know why. It's all been all cleaned up. Yes, they had an issue. The issue's over. Mm. We're renovating. We're bringing in new chefs and great food. And by the way, we don't need any more. You know, they're saying, we don't have enough members. Mm. We are moving forward. Mm. And it's great because it's, you've been there. It's all our peers and it's great people and it's got a wonderful tradition. And Arthur, you owe me a big one for this huge plug.
He got into trouble, though. He was going out. He said he was going out with you. His wife called. He's going to kill me today. And I said, going out with Carol Alt? That was great.
Yeah, we went for lunch at the Friars Club. Yes.
So I'm going to ask Carol when we come back about relationships.
Uh-oh.
What's going on? Yeah. Where are we? What's going on? And I'm at that point. We've had this chat. We've had this chat off mic. And we're going to bring it on the air in a second. 8:35 with Joe Carol Law. Frankie Five Boroughs is here. Big Al's got the headline news on AM 970. The Answer. Don't go away.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
58 degrees at 8:35. I'm Al Gattullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Cuomo throwing cold water on efforts to legalize marijuana. He says there's just not enough support in the state Senate to pass the bill. Cuomo also believes New Jersey's failure to pass legislation made the issue more complicated in New York. Lawmakers say they're going to continue to try and come up with legislation that will pass ahead of the summer. The bill would legalize the recreational use of pot for people who are 21 and older. The legislative session ends on June 19th. A Queens woman says she was almost hit by pieces of metal falling from the elevated tracks in Queens on Monday. Erin Koester says she was walking on Roosevelt Avenue in Woodside under the 7 Line tracks when pieces of metal hit the street just 10 feet in front of her. She says each piece weighed a few pounds and fell from the tracks 30 feet above. It's the fourth time since February that pieces of track have fallen from the elevated railway in Queens. One of those times, a piece of metal smashed through a car windshield. The MTA says they will put up protective netting as soon as possible. In sports, the Yankees are in Toronto tonight to battle the Blue Jays. Bombers lead the AL East by 2.5. The Mets host the Giants tonight for the start of a 3-game series. The Masons are 4.5 back in the National League East. Stanley Cup Finals Game 4, that goes to the Blues, who skated past the Bruins 4-2 in St. Louis. The series now tied at 2 games apiece in Game 5 set for Thursday night in Boston. This report brought to you by Rawlings, the mark of a pro. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Over on 45 North Main Street, closed in Spring Valley by Washington Avenue. Serious accident being investigated. Let's go to 684 heading south into Exit 2 into Purchase. It's an accident over there as well. Inbound GWB moving fine. Lincoln 35 in. Holland about 15 to 20. We're still seeing some slowdowns this morning. 208 southbound getting down through Fairlawn. And 78 eastbound exit 48. Emergency work going on in the local lane. 78 west exit 45. A disabled truck heading out toward Union. And watch out for volume on the eastbound BQE getting up toward the Battery Tunnel. An accident there. Alternate side parking suspended today through Thursday. Metered parking rules remain in effect, and watch out for slowdowns as well on the southbound Van Wyck right into Kew Gardens. Sunny today, high of 72. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Right now, Napa Auto Care Centers, when you spend $250 on Napa brake parts, you can get a $75 prepaid Visa card. Quality parts installed by the pros. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Care Centers. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 6/30/19.
So, yes, we'll be talking about that, too. Maple syrup in a spray can.
Oh, my God.
Carol just
You're killing
out.
Me here. You're killing me, Joe.
I love it.
Killing me softly, man.
That is great.
And they can't put the organic thing.
Yeah, yeah. So, Al got that for me. Hey, it's 8:38. How are you? Carol Alton in the studio telling you about Steve Perillo, my buddy. You remember Mario Perillo. Steve Perillo is now carrying on the tradition of the Perillo family. They've been operating for 74 years. You know that. Over a million happy guests. Steve personally guarantees you'll have the vacation of a lifetime. That is the Perillo promise. Did you know that Perillo Tours, the Italy company, has been hosting visitors to Hawaii for 3 decades? See, I wasn't even aware of that.
Wait. I want to go to Hawaii with Perillo.
Oh, done. Booked. Hold on. Let me just write that in.
Yeah, hello. Steve. Italy I can do all by myself.
Oh, look at you. Look at you.
I don't need you.
But what if Andrea Bocelli goes all of a sudden, oh, can I take you to go to Hawaii with me? Then you go off to Hawaii and you'd bump me.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man.
In a heartbeat.
Oh, come on.
Steve, no, I wouldn't bump you. Maybe I'd invite you to come along.
You know what? I'll tell you, if you go, we could do the Hawaii thing. We're doing Italy, and then we're doing all these great trips, having such a great time with Perillo Tours. You would love it. Hawaii's great. You've been to Hawaii before.
One day.
Really?
For Sports Illustrated.
No, it's great. It's great.
And I got a cover.
How odd. You shot the...
the Queen of Kauai. I actually have that cover on my phone.
Oh, that's great. I want to see it. We will tweet that out. Matt will want to see that. So Perillo Tours, the Italy company, as we all know, Steve and the Italy company, has been hosting visitors to Hawaii for over 30 years. Discover the natural beauty of Hawaii. I have been there many times. It is beautiful. Oceanfront hotels with Perillo Tours. Gourmet dining. Unforgettable memories. Last a lifetime. Each island is unique. You could choose from a 7-day two-islander tour or the 10-day three-islander tour. Both guaranteed to please. Oh, we got it. Can we tweet that out? That's a beautiful picture. That's in Kauai right there. You went to shoot it in one day in Kauai, then you went home?
You can do that when you're younger. It's not like with Perillo Tours, you get the red carpet treatment.
Look at you.
Oceanside, I'm getting distracted. Great food,
I'm looking at
Joe Piscopo pictures. As your host. I mean, come on.
Pictures of Carol in a bathing suit. I'm trying to read. What did we tell you about?
It's okay. I just did your plug for you.
Thank you. You could choose from the 7-day two-islander tour, the 10-day three-islander tour, both guaranteed to please. Visit PerilloTours.com. Watch all the videos Steve has put together for your enjoyment. And you can call for the 2019 Italy or Hawaii brochure. Yes, we're going to book that. That sounds a lot of fun. 888-PERILLO. It's 888-PERILLO, P-E-R-I-L-L-O. Or visit, please, PerilloTours.com.
Attention business owners. Join us at New York City Small Business Expo on Wednesday, June 5th at the Jacob Javits Convention Center. It's free to attend, and you'll network with thousands of business owners and entrepreneurs. Get access to more than 20 free business workshops, speed networking, exhibitors, and keynotes from leading industry experts. Plus, attend a special 45-minute digital marketing workshop presented by Salem Surround. Learn about cutting-edge strategies that can help you get more customers, increase your bottom line, and get ahead of your competition. You'll walk away with practical ideas that you can use to target more customers with digital marketing right now. Be sure to stop by the Salem Surround booth and get a free digital analysis for your business. It's the biggest business event of the year, New York City Small Business Expo. 100% free to attend, Wednesday, June 5th at the Jacob Javits Convention Center. Register online at thesmallbusinessexpo.com. That's thesmallbusinessexpo.com.
I'm talking to Miss Alt.
We have bills to pay.
That was talking. I thought that was hitting.
Well, we'll get to that in a second.
I just got invited to a vacation with Perillo Tours and Joe Piscopo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's great to be Carol Alt, isn't it?
If you want to get a diamond ring,
is there? Oh, great.
Well,
I can go.
Oh, no. Are you rolling into another plug?
Would you get married again?
No. You
want to get married again?
No.
Even if you met a great guy, a great
Sings like Sinatra, tells jokes, plays guitar,
gets up early,
works out.
Will listen to your raw food thing.
I have to say, yes, who'll tolerate my raw food.
Will turn when you tell him to turn, you make a left.
He thinks I'm like Morgan Freeman driving Miss Alden.
Just his old hat.
Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile,
he gave you the perfect roll-in for your plug. Right.
If I needed a diamond,
like diamonds,
I know
yes.
Parian and Sons in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, Carol. This really is great because they have all the great diamonds there, and also they restore your older jewelry. So if you have jewelry that you want to restore, I did that with my
that's a good idea.
This watch here is a great watch that
our mutual friend of ours. I don't want to embarrass him on the air, but actually gave me this. As I did a charity, gave me this. But if I sent this watch away to Switzerland, it cost thousands of dollars. I took it to Glenn Parry in here. And right there on Franklin Avenue, Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, he fixed it for nothing. It works better than ever.
You want somebody you can trust.
Yeah, like a jeweler.
Because you bring your diamonds over there, you don't know if they're going to replace them with garbage.
That's right.
You have to have somebody you trust.
And you can see the quality of the diamond. You can't really see. Mm. You don't have an eye unless you're like the Parian family. So the color, the cut, and the character. So if I ever met somebody and I kind of felt...
Wait, the color, the cut, and the character?
The character of the diamond, that's right.
I thought it was the carrot.
No, it's the carrot, the cut, the color, and the character. What is it? The four?
Look at me, for? I'm not a diamond guy.
So if I...
I was so Joe speechless, but well, yes, I
ever,
have. Never mind.
If you were the... You now I got... If I ever fell for somebody and I wanted to get the diamond, I would go to Glenn Parry. I would say, I need a big rock. With a lot of...
really, really big, and surrounded by really, really big rocks.
Parian and
marching
Sons,
orders.
Right there, Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Check out the website, by the way, pariandiamonds.com.
You want to
check
that out?
It's Parian. Thank you, Carol.
Oh, yeah.
Pariandiamonds.com, or right there, Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey.
Listen, I'm going to make my order, Joe.
Okay, Parian and Sons.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios. Coming up at 10 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Alex, the James Taylor.
How sweet it is to be loved.
Yes, this is it. The breeze of Hawaii. James Taylor playing in the background. Come on. How could you not want to do that? Come on, sing it. So, Carol, we talked about this earlier, and I hope you don't mind me being so honest on the air. Relationship-wise, I think I talked to you, and I talked about this when you and I first started hanging out. So you hit the wall. You don't want a relationship. You're not looking for a relationship, but do you want, isn't it, but you're in a beautiful place in New York. You are, by the way. You know what the buzz on you is, if I may,
uh-oh,
my young friend?
I got a buzz?
No. You're a great business person. You're very smart. People say to me, and people, we have mutual friends, they go, wow, she's so smart business-wise. You don't need a guy. You don't need a guy.
Well, I think what happens when I get into relationships, I'm so dedicated to the relationship that I tend to put all my business stuff on hold. Mm. And I think a lot of women do that when they're with their man. They tend to, you know, cater to their man. Mm. And, you know, with Alexei, for example, you know, we were traveling for games
okay.
and he
These
was
are
in
a
Russia.
Reference to a young, handsome hockey player. Go ahead, make the reference. No, I'm sorry. So you're going all out and...
Yeah, so my business suffered. Now...
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Now I'm just having fun with business.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I have the Dr. Dinesh Skin Care, which, you know, is just amazing, amazing stuff. Look at my skin.
Yeah, you look fabulous. You really do.
No makeup.
No, and, seriously, look at you. Yes, you're right. God almighty.
Yeah, no makeup. Yeah. See, but I keep telling you, it's the lights, Joe. Warm the lights up. You wouldn't need so much makeup.
Please. Me? Are you kidding me?
I'm telling you.
Surgery!
Ask the queen of lighting here.
I
like my freedom. Mm. I like my freedom. I'm enjoying myself. I've never been single. Not since I'm 13.
Wow.
Yeah. It's my high school boyfriend.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
it was Ronnie.
Yeah.
And then it was...
Yes!
My friend in between who died, and then it was Alexei, and all of a sudden 4 years ago I went, what am I doing? I adopted two cats from Shelter Chic, and never looked back.
But people are always saying, they always say to me, oh, who's going to take care of you when you get older? You got to be with somebody. Oh, don't you want to be with somebody? And they always try.
Joe, if you were gay, you would be my perfect man.
I got no shot.
I'm going to look for some, you know, I want companionship more than anything. I want a friend.
I can pretend. I mean,
wow.
I don't think you can pretend, Joe.
No.
Exude testosterone.
That's not the answer she was looking for.
But just exudes testosterone, man. Poor Debbie, she doesn't stand a chance here.
She does. But I'm so tired of people saying, you know, hey, you got a relationship. And how often do you get a hit on? It must be ongoing. Texas.
I think I'm oblivious. I really do. My girlfriend says, I think he just hit him.
Yeah.
I'm always thinking people are too afraid, you know, because I'm 5'11" and I come with a lot of baggage. And, you know, I just think most men look at me and
Yeah, I totally understand that. Cause like,
I most women with you. Like, out of my league, SNL, he's got his own show.
No, I said the same thing about you. I said,
famous guy.
No, please.
Every time he talks about it, you can't put a coherent sentence together. I mean, I think, you know.
That's why he comes to me so I could do all the talking. Never at a loss for words.
You are, you're great on the radio. But now we have a relationship expert coming in the 9 o'clock hour.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, she's great. She's so cute.
That's when he kicks me out.
No. But she always goes, you need this person. You need that person. I'll be your wingman, a wingwoman. Wing woman, and I'm done. It's okay, just not having. He's so cute. I mean, you wouldn't get married again. Okay, and so I'll call Glenn Perry and I'll put it on hold.
But I don't think at this age you really need to get married again. I think a relationship, you could live together, share expenses and lives, and you know, when people get married, they change. I want that.
Yeah.
I want people who try, who remain trying in a relationship, and they don't just give up because they're married now.
Frank's get married in soon.
Oh, I changed my mind. Marriage is fabulous. Fabulous.
Frank, by the way, can we bring dates to your wedding?
Well, depends
on who
it is.
You gotta be invited first.
Yes,
how many people are you invited? He's got like a 400-person wedding. Carol,
they've set up an ante room. In the where he's having the wedding.
I don't want to say, because believe it or not, there's a lot of people that didn't make the cut and a lot of people that work here that didn't make the cut.
Really?
So when I talk about the enormous amount of people
that got
invited and then or that are being invited people are listening who work here and say, oh, they invited this many people and I wasn't one of them. So I don't want anybody to feel bad. But it is a much larger number than...
But when you send an invite out, you're assuming that person will bring somebody else.
Well,
I'm assuming. Wait a minute.
Maybe you wanted to bring Carol. First of all, Carol's certainly invited anywhere. Okay.
There we go.
And my fiance is a big fan of Carol's because of her work with cats, and we've tried to learn a lot from Carol.
Dogs, Shelter Sheep.
Well, she's more of a cat person, but she likes dogs too. But I'm a dog person. But you're absolutely welcome to bring anybody you want, Joe.
Thank you.
Yeah, but doesn't 100%. It say if on the invitation to Joe, Mr. Joe Piscopo, and guest?
It doesn't. But
not if they know you're single.
You can send it back with Mr. Joe Piscopo and Carol Alt. If you want.
Wow. That's not a bad idea. We have fun. A wedding. Yeah.
You're still invited.
Oh, look at Thank you. I got bumped already.
Can
Carol come with Andrea Bocelli, though?
100%.
Yeah,
absolutely.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Well, he'll be singing. Clearly.
Carol Alt in the studio with Piscopo the morning and Debbie Duhaime. Debbie, we had such a good time the other day. Debbie came to the show, Carol, the other day.
Oh, wow.
It was so nice. And everybody was so nice. I said, I'm so tired of the noise with the craziness and everything. We talked about it on stage, so it's nice just to deviate a little bit.
Oh, Debbie. Sure, you invite Debbie.
Oh, now Carol's jealous.
Would you have gone?
I wouldn't have gone. Debbie.
You would never have gone.
Now Carol's jealous.
Yeah.
See, you never know until you invite somebody.
Oh, now I feel guilty.
But, and that's what I'm working on.
Yeah. But it would have been kind of cool, though, Deb. To the ex. Hey, honey. Meet Carol Alt. Huh?
Oh, you would have loved that. You would have loved that show.
Yeah, but he thought of that afterwards.
Yeah, of course.
Just like a man.
Oh. Just like a man, Carol. Yeah.
Are you
I gotta
when
call
I need you.
You. I'm gonna call you, and then they forget.
Oh God.
Hey, 8:52. Deb's out on the roads for you. Hiya, Debbie Duhaime.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Carol. Good morning, everybody. Let's see what's happening here. Southbound Thruway, you're building 13 down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. It's kind of busy on 684 South into Exit 2 in Purchase with an accident over there. Inbound side of the GWB looks okay right now, believe it or not. Lincoln Tunnel, that's going to be about 15 to 20. And over at the Holland, that's about 10 minutes in once you get to the Toll Plaza. Garden State Parkway North up by the Bergen Tolls, a crash over there. And watch for slowdowns on 78 eastbound exit 48 construction. It's over in the local lanes. We're still seeing volume on the eastbound side of the BQE, bumper to bumper up by the Battery Tunnel with an accident. Now remember, alternate side parking suspended today through Thursday. Metered parking rules in effect. Westbound BQE by the LIE, a crash over there as well. And on the LIE West at Sunny Sunnyside Boulevard is a disabled vehicle. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Want a great night's sleep? Get a two-pack of MyPillows premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Promo code AM970.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka has the mainstream media figured out.
Whether it's anyone in the mainstream fake news industrial complex, flip it 180 degrees and understand that what they accuse the other of doing is what they are doing themselves. If they're awake and they're breathing, they're lying.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer. Brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents.
And Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance. Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. It's 5 minutes before 9 o'clock. Joe Lumber coming up momentarily. I love telling you about our buddy, the unknown veteran, came up with the gold shield concept. This is to help veteran suicide. 22 a day. 22 a day.
Wow.
I was talking to Carol. She's helping out the vets, and we love our vets. That's over 140,000 since 9/11. Now, my buddy has a way to stop this, and this is a great, great plan. And as soon as we started talking about this, then I saw it on other television outlets, and I think it comes from the Gold Shield that I keep telling you about. If you're a merchant, we want you to sign up to the Gold Shield today, right? Or you could pick up the phone and call 888-526-9111 or go to thegoldshield.us and sign up. This is to stop veteran suicide. What you do is, as you're a merchant, you become a Gold Shield member, and you put the Gold Shield, like, in your store. And then, like, if I want to go by and patronize that store, I go in, and all the Gold Shield members do, they pledge to make a tax-deductible donation directly to a 501c3. And the 501c3 distributes donations to the best PTSD organizations, including cancer research. This is an angel, the gentleman that is doing this. I feel it can catch on, but you got to check out the goldshield.us to join, because 100% of the donations are distributed to fight veteran suicide as well as cancer research. Here's the number, 888-526-9111, or start here, please, thegoldshield.us.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Lumberg, there's the man right there. Carol Ault, say hi to our buddy Joe Lumberg. He's the meteorologist. He's out there. Joey, say hi to Carol Ault.
Hey, Joey.
Hi, Carol.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
What's happening in the world of stars?
In the world of stars?
This guy is like an animal. He'll do 24-hour bike-a-thons. He could bike up to 80 miles. A shot. Talk about natural. You know what he does? He doesn't do Gatorade. He does chicken soup.
I agree with that. You should not be drinking. Gatorade is not my thing anyway. But I remember seeing a picture of you the last time I was here, Joe.
Look at that now. Yeah. Look at that, Joey. Looking good in this pink thing.
You're infamous.
There'll be more coming up after next weekend when I do the 24-hour challenge in Michigan.
Will you have good weather?
Hopefully so.
There he is.
Joe.
Oh, you got your speedo.
I love your pink hat.
Joey, how are we doing weather-wise today? A couple minutes away from that.
Yes, sir. Sunshine, about 72. Tomorrow's warmer, about 82. Could see a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon and at night. Some sunshine on Thursday, about 84. And then it just looks like nice, dry weather Friday and Saturday.
You're the best, Joe. Thank you, man. We love you, Joe Lundberg. You're the best. Thank you so much. I got to tell you, I'm laughing. I put my paper on the computer. I had my gum, my half-eaten gum.
I'm glad it was your gum, because all of a sudden I was like, what the heck?
Like an old married couple, Carol takes the I couldn't get my paper on the computer properly.
Because
Carol,
she
touches my gum and puts it aside. Oh, we're married already. Forget about it. We are so married already. We're coming right back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.